Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is your neat parent host, Zakaria. Inshallah, you're doing well. Today I want to talk about 5 reasons Muslim parents need alcohol in their homes. Yes, alcohol. We know that alcohol is haram to consume. However, there is something called alcohol. We all know it, called rubbing alcohol or isopropyl. It has a portion of water in it, so it's not pure usually, but this is the alcohol I'm talking about as having major beneficial uses in our homes, especially as parents. The number one way is for the owies. If we just put some of the rubbing alcohol in a spray bottle, or if we put a pump, kind of spray pump, into the alcohol bottle or the rubbing alcohol bottle, we can use it as a quick way to just disinfect and clean areas in which there are the scrapes and the bruises and owies on our children as well as ours. Sometimes we just get a cut in the kitchen, or we get a paper cut, or we get a scratch somewhere from the nail sticking out on the floor. It just happens. So for sure, rubbing alcohol in Muslim households is a beneficial item, antiseptic item, that is necessary for us to have, and it is not haram. We're not consuming it, inshallah. Second way in which rubbing alcohol or alcohol is very beneficial in our Muslim households is to spray the electronics. Once again, if you put your rubbing alcohol, your isopropyl alcohol, into a spray bottle, whether it be the small one or medium-sized one, and label it, of course, and keep it out of reach of children, obviously, and have it readily available for spraying the iPads, the tablets, the keyboards, the computer mouse, or your phones. Having it instantly, especially because it evaporates or dries pretty quickly. Even though there is a portion of water in there, it dries relatively quickly, and it is a quick, easy way to sanitize and clean your electronics. And especially in Muslim households, we definitely know, just as parents, how often our phones get utilized by ourselves or by our children, how often electronics are utilized by ourselves and our children. And that's just a quick way. And you could probably throw in the remote controls as well, but that one you probably don't want to spray directly onto it. Probably, obviously, spray it onto a cloth and then wipe down your remote controls as well. Inshallah, that'll be beneficial and zero damage, as well as just quick, easy ways to clean with rubbing alcohol. Clean and disinfect also. Another way in which rubbing alcohol, isopropyl alcohol, is a handy thing to have in Muslim households, especially as parents, is to clean the bidet, particularly the knobs or the handle, depending on which type of bidet you have, and as well as cleaning the handles of the actual toilet. Just quick spritz, get that cleaned and disinfected, is a very handy way, especially because Muslim households typically have the bidets, if not a water bottle or a watering can, something that is constantly utilized frequently, inshallah, because of our istinja habits. Mashallah, we are a clean religion, alhamdulillah. But that's just one of the things that just keeps it cleaner. Just spraying or spritzing the knobs of your bidet, of your bidet handle or the bidet knob or the toilet flush buttons or the toilet flush handle is another way in which rubbing alcohol or isopropyl alcohol can be a very beneficial item in our Muslim households, inshallah. Another way in which rubbing alcohol can be utilized in our households is for a DIY ice pack. Sometimes you don't have ice ready, or if your ice maker is broken, or you don't have one, or ice is not ready yet in your ice tray. Sometimes you just need an ice pack for an owie, particularly the owies. As parents, we experience owies frequently, so having bandages obviously available, but the owies sometimes don't need a band-aid, so, and they don't need to be disinfected or spritzed with alcohol. However, the DIY ice pack is basically water and rubbing alcohol in a Ziploc bag. I like to double the Ziploc bag just in case it might spill or someone might open it by accident, and then label it owie pack or ice pack and leave it in the freezer. And it's a nice squishy, it never solidifies like pure ice, pure water, because of the alcohol component. However, it's a 2-to-1 ratio of water and alcohol. So obviously if you put like 1 cup of alcohol, put 2 cups of water and put that into your sandwich bag or your Ziploc or your freezer bag. And like I said, I like to double bag it just to prevent any spills accidentally or punctures that might happen, and put it in your freezer. And it's a nice squishy DIY ice pack for those owies, inshallah, that are usually inevitable, sometimes one a day, depending on your household. And it could be the kid or the adult. So, subhanAllah, it's just a very handy, helpful way in which rubbing alcohol can be utilized. And if you want, you could put a little bit of food coloring into it just to color it so that it's not something that is tampered with, and also obviously putting caution or keeping it out of reach of children so that they don't obviously consume it, inshallah. Everyone's safe. The other way in which it can be utilized is spraying and deodorizing or spritzing shoes. It actually can be utilized a step further and sanitize the shoes. Just spritz inside, let it air dry, and it actually removes some of the bacteria. So primary reason can be for deodorization, but primary reason can also be for sanitization of shoes. So just spritz those shoes. I'm a shoe-free house. Most Muslim households are as well, but we have the area in which the shoes are located, and just spritzing all of the shoes on the rack or all of the shoes in the shoe in the mudroom or in the shoe area is a way in which to deodorize. Sometimes it just happens. You have guests, or yourself, or your relatives may not have the friendliest smelling shoes, but that's a quick spritz, a quick way to deodorize the area. And then the step further, if you want to sanitize, you can do that as well with rubbing alcohol, inshallah. The last way in which rubbing alcohol can be utilized in our households is to clean the floor. Sometimes there's just the DIY way of doing things, particularly even if you are a shoe-free house like mine, you still got to clean the floor. So one of the ways in which you can clean the floor is to have 1 part alcohol, 4 parts of the rubbing alcohol, inshallah, 4 parts water, and a few drops of your liquid dish soap. So sometimes we don't want to do the math, but 1 part alcohol and 4 parts water and a few drops of the liquid dish soap would equal, let's say, for example, you have one cup of rubbing alcohol, you would put 4 cups of water. Distilled water, preferably, which is basically just boil the water, or the water from your tea kettle. You just put 4 cups in there, inshallah, and then a few drops, maybe like 8 drops, 5 to 8 drops of the dishwashing, excuse me. Well, it's not for the dishwasher, but the liquid dish soap. And you have instantly your floor cleaner, inshallah. That'll be a quick, easy way to clean your floors, inshallah. So we have rubbing alcohol for spritzing on the owies and scrapes. We have rubbing alcohol for the electronics. We have rubbing alcohol for our bidet handles or our instant jaw tools, inshallah. We have rubbing alcohol for deodorizing, spritzing into shoes, smelly shoes. We have rubbing alcohol for the DIY ice packs. We have rubbing alcohol for cleaning our floors. Inshallah, these were helpful tips. May Allah allow us to benefit from using something in a very halal way, inshallah. Until the next episode, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.